Here is the trailer for a forthcoming BBC adventure series. Out of the west he came, tall in the saddle, a faraway look in his eye. Once he'd been there, nothing was the same again. Thrill with us to the adventures of...
Nosmo Thripp, the nude cyclist of Paul Perrault.
Here now to kill half an hour violently is the unpremeditated Round the Hall.
That was Douglas Smith, born free. However, as you're doubtless aware, today is the start of Smear a Goose with Camembert for International Motherhood Week. And to celebrate it, London has let its hair down. On Monday, there's floodlit tripe gobbling on ice before His Royal Highness, the Kumquat of Stoke Poges. After His Royal Highness, there'll be a grand pageant depicting the baked bean and its role in peace. On Tuesday, there's an exhibition entitled Harnessing the Mighty Cenopod for the Benefit of Mankind. Finally, on Saturday, the over-80s nudist leapfrog team are with us again. And this time it's the seven-a-side rugby finals. And good luck in the scrum. All right, Smith, make the announcement.
And now, Armpit Theatre presents a story of the circus and the thrills and heartbreaks that go to make the greatest show on earth, as we bring you The Big Top.
My name is Phineas T. Cuckpowder, and I own Cuckpowder's Mammoth Circus. My family have always been circus people. My grandfather, Winifred, was the bearded lady, which was hard luck on my grandmother, who was billed as the only mermaid in captivity. She was half woman, half fish, and it was lobster, I believe. Still, my grandfather was very fond of his mermaid spouse and to the last remained faithful to what he described as his better half. My grandmother...
Oh, get on with it. I mean, they don't want to hear all that rubbish. It's me they want. It's me they want. Isn't it? Who wants me? Yeah. Hands up. There. There. Look at that show. Look at that show.
Two of them.
No. No, there's a lovely show of hands. What a lovely gesture to make.
Well, I can think of a more appropriate one.
Oh, sorry, I spoke.
Well, I ran the family's circus, but times were hard. We couldn't afford a lion-taming act, so at every performance, the midget would put his head in the cat's mouth. But it wasn't the same. My ringmaster, Captain Nosmo Crouch, was very worried.
Oh, the circus is in a bad way, Mr. Cuckpowder.
Oh, dear.
What we want is a big attraction to bring the crowds back. Big names like the Flying Cascaras, or the Galloping Abdubs, or the Creeping Alopecias.
Yes.
Oh.
If only we had a big trapeze act, the circus would live again.
How about me, Mr. Cuckpowder?
I looked in the direction of the voice. There, towering over me. Stood the figure of a young Goliath. His enormous chest strained against him. His enormous chest strained against the Madras cotton of his peasant smock. His face was that of a young Greek god surmounted by a mop of unruly golden curls. His pouting coral lips... You know, I'm getting worried about our writing.
They're doing a fine job. Go on, read the rest of it. That's me to a T.
All right.
Go on.
Well... I'll skip the bit about your cultish legs and your dimpled knees, if you don't mind.
You can't bear the truth, can you? That's your trouble.
Well, I'm certainly not going to read this bit about the smouldering promise in your eyes. People might be having their lunch.
It's the same old story. They won't allow me to grow up. I'm Ailey Mills all over again. Yes, But I'm grown up now. I'm in my first flush. No, I've reached man's estate. No, I have. I'm having my first flush in man's estate. I'm having my first green kiss soon in Carry On Camel. Done through a gauze.
Yes. Well, I suppose one must consider the camel's feelings. Mm. Now, may we return to the plot now?
Please yourself, but it's bound to be an anticlimax.
Oh, would you say a line again?
All right. How about me, Mr. Cuckpowder?
Well, who are you? What can you do to save the circus?
My name is Rusty Pigfumbler.
That's your trouble.
I'm only a simple gypsy lad, but I'm pretty. Strong, Mr. Cuck... Oh, I'm sorry. But I'm pretty strong, Mr. Cuckpowder. Look what I can do with this old iron bar.
There!
Yes. Well, I'm afraid there's not much call for that at the moment, sir. What I'm looking for is a trapeze act.
Oh, well, perhaps old Luigi could take the boy under his wing.
What, old Papa Umipolone? But his nerve's gone.
Oh, he used to be the greatest trapeze artist in the world.
Well, not since he lost his nerve. Nowadays he has to have a safety net under the bed. He gets vertigo if he goes upstairs in the bus.
Oh, he may be old, but he can show this boy a few wrinkles.
Yeah, it's another thing I've been meaning to speak to him about. Luigi...
See, Patroni, what do you want?
Well, look, see this boy here. Do you think you can make anything of him?
Let's have a look at him. Hold yourself up straight, boy. Yes, oh, I think I can make something of him.
Oh, what?
Minestrone.
Oh, won't you teach me to become a great trapeze artist like you, Mr. Umipolone?
There's only one Umipolone. You'll never be one like me.
Won't you give me a chance?
Oh, all right. Let's see what you can do. You get up on that trapeze, and I'll get up on this trapeze. Now then, when I give the word, you let yourself go, and old Luigi will catch you. Are you ready?
Ready?
Now, let go! I tell you something, Mr. Cuckpowder, that boy's got something.
What?
A broken leg. Never mind, when that's healed, I'll teach him all I know.
In the weeks that followed, the old Umipolone and the young Pig Fumbler worked unceasingly.
Up! Up! Hiya!
I don't...
Hiya!
I don't think I can do it.
Of course you can. Now then, hiya! Hiya! Right. Now, scratch. Now, get this rope between your teeth.
Like this.
No, not quite. First, take your teeth out of the glass of water.
Oh, tell me, Luigi, am I going to make a great trapeze artist?
Yes, and I'm going to teach you my big trick.
Ooh.
The 14 and a half reverse back somersault. Stopping in midair to sing two choruses of How You Gonna Keep Them Down on a Farm.
Ooh, but it's impossible.
It's not impossible if you have trust.
If you have a trust, I think it's out of the question.
Hello. Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Carissima. Rusty, allow me to introduce my fiancée, Lydia, the tutude.
Lady?
Well, with all those tutudes, it's hard to tell.
I'm Lydia Graffiti, the tattooed wonder.
I thought someone had been scribbling on you.
Lydia's tattooed with the seven wonders of the world.
Yes. See here, the pyramids. Here, the hanging gardens of Babylon. And here, look, ancient Rome. What do you think of it?
Well, it's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. Here, look here. Here, have you seen this? Here, on your back, it's like an art gallery. Look at the Stag at Bay, and underneath it, the Laughing Cavalier.
You know what he's got to laugh at down there?
And look, oh, look. The wreck of the Hesperus.
Well, I'm not as young as I was. You're my kind of person, Rusty. See you tonight. My caravan. After the show.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll not do anything tonight. I fancy a stroll up the pictures.
You you keep away from her, Rusty. She's mine.
Yours? Yeah. But you're an old man. Your memory's going.
That may be, but I can still give her
What?
I can't remember what it's called, but I'm... I'd know it if I saw it. Now, you keep away from her. You hear?
That night, the atmosphere in the circus was tense. Little did the throng of poor people in the audience realize the excitement backstage as the ringmaster stepped into the spotlight to make the opening announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cook Bowder's Mammoth Circus brings you all the thrills of the Big Top. First, Sidney Ben Gnome's Breath and his Liberty Camel.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, I wish the camel wouldn't do that.
Well, he is a Liberty Camel.
Well, that's a diabolical Liberty, isn't it? Besides, it puts the clowns off their timing. Now, who's next?
Oh, who's next? Oh, Madame Catamall and Ramsden, the educated goat.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ramsden, the educated goat, presents his death-defying leap from a platform 150 feet above the circus ring into a plate of flaming curry. Are you ready, Ramsden? Oh! Ah! And now, to complete your enjoyment, I will pass among you with this plate of curried goat.
And as the flying Omi Polonis appeared, so the tension mounted. I felt sure that something was going to happen. They climbed and climbed until they reached the dizzy height of 4 feet. And then the whole arena was stilled as we waited.
Hey, up! Hey, up! That's got my boots off. Now, remove the safety net.
Safety net removed.
Are you ready, partner? Are you ready, partner?
Yes, I'm ready, but before we start, should we both be in the same pair of tights?
Are you ready now?
Yes, I'm ready.
Right. Ready. Steady. Go. There, grab me wrist. Got you. Ah, oh, oh, ah. Now then, will you give Lydia up?
No, never.
If you don't, I'll let go of your wrist.
You do and I'll never speak to you again. Pull your fist up.
Right, take that.
And that.
And that.
And that.
And that.
Here you are. Here, wait a minute. If I'm hitting you and you're hitting me, who's holding on to the trapeze?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it'd be... Ah!
Part of our show. But first, the Fraser Hayes Four. To sing my resistance is low. Here then, more in sorrow than in tune, are the Fraser Hayes Four.
You touch my fingertips, and my heart is aglow. To kiss my lips, and I can't let you go. Maybe I should resist. I'm a fool, I know. But at a time like this, my resistance is low. Can't you see that I want to be adored more than you'll ever know? adored more than you'll ever know. I'm going overboard with a capital O.
So don't be persistent, please keep your distance.
You know my resistance is low. So don't be persistent, please keep your distance. You know my resistance.
Round the horn color supplement.
Here now, once again, that Sunday night person in person, Seamus Android.
Well, no. All right. Well, no. Finally, before I begin, a word in conclusion to start off with. Hello. Well, that's all we've got time for, so to start the ball rolling, good night.
Thank you, Seamus Android, one of the highest paid entertainers in show business, which only goes to show how expensive it is to import unskilled labor from Ireland. Now, this week, the color supplement turns its attention to food and drink. What are the eating habits of the average Englishman? Well, I have a typical English couple with me now, Mr. and Mrs.
Grunt Futtock.
Grunt
Futtock. J.P.'s my old Grunt Futtock. That's me. This is my good lady here. Well, I say good lady. She's the best I could get.
So, you're the typical British couple?
Yes, yes. We live the life as depicted in your television commercials.
Oh.
I suffer from tired skin, listless scalp, dyspareunia, and trouble in the mouth.
And she has not got the ring of confidence.
And hardly surprising.
No. Like Sylvia Sims, I suffer from hard water.
Now, how do you spend your day?
Just like they do in the commercials. I wake up from my deeply satisfying sleep and wash me brassier 56 times.
Meanwhile, I am in the bathroom fighting the tooth decay that is caused by them things that melt in your mouth and not in your hand. And then I come downstairs and we sit round having a listen to our breakfast.
Then the kids tear off for a picnic in the woods with a bear.
Sometimes I go off too. I like to wander off through the fields and woods by myself eating a bar of chocolate. That is when I'm off work.
And what is your work?
I'm not sure. Sometimes I'm an architect, sometimes I'm a navvy, sometimes I'm the driver of the London to Edinburgh Express. For whatever I'm doing, I'm chewing gum and rolling my own.
Meanwhile, I'm watching the budgie bounce with Elf, while the dog is prolonging his active life under the sofa. Then I pops up the high street where Mr. Obley blindfolds me and forces me to eat margarine.
By now, work is over, and glutted with chewing gum, chocolate biscuits, peppermints and cheese, I pop in the local and have a pint of what the men drink with Jack DiManio and the Liverpool football team. Or I might slip up to West End Hotel and have a crafty jar with Pete Murray and Ted Dexter. Or if the mood takes me, I might even have a quiet shh, you know what.
Now, This life must be very tiring.
Oh, yes, by the time we've run home through the snow, muttering hot cocoa to each other, I haven't even got the strength to pass the gravy.
Eating out terrifies the average Englishman, particularly when the menu is printed in French. So here for your guidance are some translations of common French dishes. For instance, vol-au-vent.
Someone has stolen the ventriloquist.
Coq-au-vin.
There's a chicken in the lorry.
Sorbet.
Elizabeth has been out riding.
Rumbaba.
Sweeney Todd.
Well, now, food and drink have long been the subject of songs, and here to sing an 18th century drinking song is Rambling Sid Rumpel.
Ah, hello, Miguelio. I thank you very much indeed. Well, come, let us raise our moolies and thank you very much, and clink our grummets in good fellowship.
Yes. Now, what is the song you're going to lacerate our sensibilities with this week?
Well, it is a pewter woggler's bangling song.
Oh, good.
Yes, after our day in the grunge foundry, hammering their artifacts, the jolly grunge men repair to the local hostelry or fumble shop and charge their thunder jugs with the foaming nut brown meths. And then they link nudgers and let forth the stirring refrain as follows. Come, fellows, raise your fumble jugs until your nadgers plunge in. Come, raise aloft your nut brown splod, for soon we'll all be munging. For tonight I'll drain the posset dry. Every man shall do the same as I. If he don't, I'll wordle in his eye. Tomorrow we'll be grunging.
Don't look now, but I think he's just grunged. I'm not too certain. Well, today the Englishman is becoming more sophisticated in his eating habits. And to fulfill this need, a number of smart bistros have sprung up, rejoicing in such names as the Contented Cuttlefish, the Interior Decorator's Arms. However, when I saw a new restaurant advertised in my copy of the Posing Brief Collector's Trade Journal, which I buy for the thought of the week...
Oh, by Jove, yes, I do.
Anyway, the advert read, whatever your pleasure, complete it at La Casserole de Bona Gourmet, Islington. So I decided to give it a whirl. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Hall. Oh, it's nice to have you today.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, welcome to our bijou, Restaurant X.
So you're restaurateurs now?
Yes. Oh, yes. We took it up after our success writing about Manjari in the glossy.
Yes, we are bona viver of your Sandy Sapp.
Yeah, that's right. He's a sort of inclement Freud, and I'm a sort of germ carrier. Don't do it for the money, of course. Just to oblige our chums.
Yeah.
Get a lot of telly people in.
Yes, Reynard LaSpoon, the choreographer, he's always in. Loves our Omi cooking.
Oh, yes. And then there's Pandro Wildebeest, television director.
Mm.
Or producer, actually.
That's right,
yes. He does all those tough, hard-hitting documentaries about life on the coalface and steel smelting in Sierra Leone. Lives in that little pink cottage round the corner.
Lovely. Oh, always dropping in for dual speciality.
Yes.
Always does. Drops in for it. Mm.
Likes what I do with the herbs, you see.
He does. Jewel in his herbs. Yes. Oh. He can do anything with a few herbs. It's a gift with him.
No, shut up.
No, it is. Don't run yourself down. Oh. Don't run yourself down. See his bread poultice. No, he's always denigrating himself, Miss Drawn.
Is he?
Yes, don't give yourself value.
Don't be strange, Mr. Horn.
No, don't be strange.
Sit yourself down.
Yes.
Now then, what you fancy?
Well, could I have a vada at your entrees?
Oh! Oh, he's bulging.
Here, here's the menu.
Yes. Oh, I see you've got lally of lamb on.
Oh, yes. Yes, your lamb's very nice, or there's your jugged rye. That's some polari for hair.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Ah. We got it from our special charcuterie.
Ah, charcuterie. Mm. Your butcher?
Oh, you think so? Must be the way I've had my hair done.
Well, you see, Mr. Orne, Vidal likes him to show his ears.
No,
yes, well, if you've got them, you might as well use them. Of course, they stick out a bit. He don't go out and I win.
They don't.
They do.
They
yes,
do
they
not
do.
Stick
out.
They do.
No. You lacquer them back. I've seen you at it. See him at it.
He's a traitor. You swore you'd never tell.
Oh, shut your mouth. Well, Mr. Orne, dear, what's it to be?
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, to start with, artichoke heart face, with perhaps your mini glass set of Chablis.
Then how about corn on your actual cob?
Oh, yes, not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, wait, you'll want a macon with that.
A macon, why?
I've seen you're a messy eater.
Then for your main course, there's your shish kebab.
Very shish, yes. With a bottle of your Chateau Neuf du Pape, that's your Pope's Newcastle. And I hear there's a meal fit for a queen.
Yes, I fancy it myself.
Yes.
Wait, you don't mind waiting, though, do you?
Why? Where are you going?
Out for dinner.
But,
Oh, we're not eating here, Ducky. The food's atrocious. Oh.
Well, that's the end of the show, except that I've been asked to make an apology for Kenneth Williams. I apologize for Kenneth Williams. Yeah, see you next week.
That was Round the Horn, starring Kenneth Horn, with Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, Betty Marston, and Bill Pertwee. On the musical side, you heard the Fraser Hayes Four and Edwin Braden and the Hornblowers. The script was written by Barry Took and Marty Feldman. The program was produced by John Simmons.